From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Russian President Vladimir Putin has declared a national-wide day of mourning Monday for victims of the crash of a Russian plane that plunged into the Black Sea Sunday with 92 people on board, including a popular military choir. Putin said Sunday he expressed his deepest condolences to the families of the victims and the citizens who died in the plane crash in the Black Sea. He has also ordered a detailed investigation into the cause of the crash. He added that everything will be done to support the families of the victims. The Russian Defense Ministry says the plane crashed after leaving the resort town of Sochi, bound for an air base in Syria. Authorities say some bodies have been recovered. There is no indication what might have caused the crash. There was no distress signal sent from the cockpit. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Sunday at his cabinet meeting that the Israeli government and the United States administrations have agreed over the decades that the UN Security Council was not the place to resolve their issue about Israeli settlement expansion in the West Bank and East Jerusalem. A resolution on reining in Israeli settlement building passed Friday at the Security Council after the U.S. chose not to veto the resolution. Outraged at the Security Council vote, Mr. Netanyahu has ordered his government to stop funding 5 U.N. institutions. And Russian and Syrian fighter planes continue airstrikes in rebel-held areas, with at least 5 people killed outside Aleppo. At least 8 airstrikes also targeted towns in the rebel-held Idlib province. The Syrian army took control of Aleppo last week, but large portions of the suburban areas remain under rebel control. This is VOA News.